My first question is kind of a legal one. I'm very disturbed that the United States appears to have full control over the Iraqi money that had been held in escrow, so to speak, at the United Nations, and I'm wondering if there are legal remedies for that, number one. Number two, if you think that existing authority or any authority in Iraq can challenge either the awarding of contracts in some fashion, the distribution of the funds, the control of the funds, is there not going to be or has there not yet been set up some bank system, some, you know, I'm just wondering how a year later it's still completely lawless.
Well,
and there are huge, huge quantities of money that belong to the Iraqi people, and I'm just looking for, you know, possible avenues.
In fact, during the donors conference in Madrid, that there was an appeal or some report issued by a humanitarian organization said the U.S. cannot account for $3 billion missing or something or another like that. And still, this is the case. The current Iraqi interim government, or name it whatever it is, they are handpicked by the Americans, and they are there to serve their master's interests rather than the Iraqi interest. So I am not aware of that there exists any meaningful control by any Iraqi on any of the assets that were handed to the UN on a silver platter by